Hello, good morning, or good afternoon, depending where you're listening. I'm Cara O'Connor, and welcome to The Cara O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally encoding our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show and that you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. And so we're going to give that number, 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we open up the phone lines after the first break. So you can get ready to dial in a couple minutes. We have the class tomorrow, teleclass, that is a free teleclass. And all you have to do is sign up, email my assistant, Wendy, and ask for the number. It is tomorrow, February 15th, from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is where we're going to talk to you about the current energy shifts that are happening, how they're affecting all of us universally, the Earth, on a personal energy. And I'm going to answer questions emailed by you. And so you can email me questions, and I will answer it. If you're not available to listen at that time from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can listen to the playback number because there's a playback number. So do not fret if you are busy at that time. You could always listen to it at a later time. So email, again, union@1111@yahoo.com. And if I don't get to your question this time, I'm planning, and I have been guided to do this frequently throughout the year. Every 4 to 6 weeks, I'm going to be doing these free teleclasses and working directly with your questions, because this energy of 2011 is all about transformational energy, empowerment energy, be able to work with energies that are coming down and to be able to make it be have a transformational year instead of feeling the intensity that some people are feeling the fear that people are feeling. And so being able to give you tools so you can live a much more empowered life. So, again, that's a free telecast happening tomorrow. Email, and you could get registered for that. And, again, there will be a playback number. We also have available for the month of February the special. If you get both of the classes of Create Heaven on Earth Now and Multidimensional Living that we did a couple months ago, both of those classes, you've purchased them, you get the MP3 and the booklet with both of them, is $25 off. We also have $25 off of half-hour readings, and that's remote readings, so that's not in person. The remote readings are where you could email me questions or anything that you want to concentrate on. Otherwise, I'm just going to be reading your energy field and giving you a report, a CD and a full report on what I was getting there. And also, I give you tools to continue to work, because the reading is a healing too, a balancing. And so the tools that I give are directly designed to help continue the energy shifts that we started in the remote reading. Otherwise, there's the $25 off half-hour readings in person or on the telephone, and $50 off hour readings. So that's the special for February. Again, $50 off hour readings, $25 off half-hour or remote or in-person telephone readings, and $25 off of the combination Create Heaven on Earth Now booklet and CD, MP3 and CD, and the Multidimensional Living, Embracing Your Shadow. Those work hand in hand, those two booklets. You start with the Embracing Your Shadow, and it really gets into the ego and our wounded self and how to embrace that part of yourself. And then you have the tools, the blueprints, the map to be able to create heaven on earth now. We also have going on the gatherings we started again, and this is where we're going to continue to gather together the first Friday of the month usually, and for 2 hours we give information about what's going on, and then we hand it to a conversation where everyone's sharing what's happening to them, because all of us are going through this transformational shift right now. So the more we gather together and inclusive, we're all in this together, helping each other out way, the more empowered you get. And so those gatherings happen from 7 to 9, usually the first Friday of the month, and the next one is February 11th. And so that's March 11th. Good gosh, we already did February 4th. And so it's March 11th on 7 to 9, and then we have April 1st, and we have those scheduled all the way to June. So it's usually the first Friday of the month. We also have the mini light stream lives, and that's where we open up for readings from either in person or on the telephone, and that's the next one is Friday, February 25th. It's from 6 to 9 p.m., so this is where everyone is guaranteed a reading. And the difference is that it's not private readings. It's in a group setting. You still can do this on the phone. A lot of times people like it because they get to, when they hear other people's readings, not that they're getting nosy, it's about being able to get messages and getting empowering or learning something through other people's experiences. But you don't have to, if you don't want to stay or if you're on the phone, you don't have to hang on the phone. If you're after you get your reading, you could hang up. So those are called the Mini Light Stream Lives, and they are, the next one is again February 25th. You have to register for that because, again, you're guaranteed a reading. And, again, we have the gathering. And as I said earlier, I've been guided to do the classes where the free teleclasses every 4 to 6 weeks. Usually it's probably going to be on a Tuesday from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you're not available, you could always listen to the playback, and this will be answering a lot of people's questions. If you're not available to listen at that time, or if you listen to this show and you're not, if you're at work or you hear it later in a playback, you could answer, and you always wanted to ask questions, or your boss is there and you can't ask questions, you could ask questions through these teleclasses and, again, get the answers. I'm also on News for the Soul. I'm a frequent guest on News for the Soul, and on this afternoon at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 1 o'clock Pacific Time. And to get the call-in number, because I'm taking questions there, it's on News for the Soul Internet. It's the blog number. So, and that's a great site. She's got a lot of different guests. And so if you've never checked out her site, she has a wonderful array of a library of listeners. She's been in the metaphysical year for years, and this is her 11th or 12th year on the radio. So she has had some really big famous people on there that she has archived that you could listen to, and very much empowering people. So that's News for the Soul, and I am on there today as a guest from 4 to 5 Eastern Standard Time, 1 Pacific Time. And, again, look for News for the Soul, and you could get that call number because we are opening up the phone lines. And I do want to say today is Valentine's Day, and so happy Valentine's Day. This is the time when we all think about love, and a lot of times I was talking to my daughter about it because I called it like the Hallmark holiday, or the time that we're reminded about love during this one day in February. But I like to think about saying and sharing love when we're every day, just not on one day. But I also know that there's an energy component, that there's, when anything is established in the collective consciousness or subconsciousness or wherever you go, you're seeing, remember Valentine's Day, it's going to contain an energy to it. It's going to contain an energy signature. Actually, it creates a energy form or a ball, you can say. And so people all around are thinking about Valentine's Day, and especially those people that aren't in partnership. And I was just actually on News for the Soul yesterday, and Nicole, who's the guest of the show, was saying that she was, what about the people that aren't in partnership? And she's been hearing through her guests and callers that more and more people are deciding not to go in partnership, so they're waiting. And what they're waiting for is what I call the divine complement partnership pattern. And the complement is different than the you complete me. So we're stepping away from those relationships where we don't want to be alone or we're afraid to be alone, so we go into partnership. And even though we get red flags on our first date and that we know that the relationship could be really shaky, or we stay in partnerships that are really shaky and that we know that they're toxic, that's the you complete me kind of pattern, that we are really seeing in essence that we're not whole, that we're not complete, that we are lacking something or in somebody. And the more we empower ourselves, the more we remember that we are divine, we come in whole, we are whole, we're part of that divinity, we are divine, the more that you feel complete within yourself. And you'll be looking for those kind of compliments, relationships. And this is not only in partnership, this is in all kind of relationships. So we're really being asked to, it's like amp up our relationship department, meaning anywhere where it's off balance, anywhere where if there's toxicity, that if you can't fix it, that it's not even our job to fix. The only thing that we can do is work on our own energy field. So being able to bring more love into those relationships. And again, if they're very off balance and they're really shaking up your energy field, to be able to feel energetically empowered and feel like you're energetically backed and support yourself, so you can step out of those disempowering relationships because they will affect other aspects of your life. A lot of times people say to me, I am in this marriage, but I need to stay together with my husband for health insurance, or I'm concerned about my pension, blah, 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 and I don't understand why money's not coming to me. And when you look at the energy field, it's contracting, the whole energy field is contracting the receiving side. So it will spill over, and we will have experiences where we're not getting as much flow as we can with money or health or any of those kind of deals, because that's we are constantly trying to seek homeostasis. So if we're blocking off and contracting in one department, it will affect and spill over to others. So this is a day for us to really review all our relationships, see if they're in balance. And a lot of times this isn't about if we have one fight to throw the person out to the curb. This is about that relationships are our biggest place where we can learn. And we, like our families are our biggest training grounds to be able to learn how to forgive, learn how to support each other, learn to be inclusive, learn how to hold space for a person, and learn to really understand what unconditional love is about. So I like to think of Valentine's Day as an opening for us to really get rid of those love with conditions. I love you if, I love you when, I love you when I'm happy, and I don't really care for you when I'm not happy. And really know that the love that the masters talk about is unconditional. That means that loving the sinners as much as the saints. And as we start embracing that in our life, then we experience more love, and that spills over to other departments, meaning love of the job that I do, love of life, waking up in the morning and say, what am I going to do and create today? And being excited about today is a day to create, instead of kind of dragging yourself out of bed and hit the alarm and saying, oh, another day. That's a total different way of living. So think of today as a good invitation for yourself to first love yourself and give yourself a big hug and really take in that love and open up your heart and experience love through the through your angel eyes and see everything and everybody as a divine angel having a human experience, loving yourself back. We're going to our first break, and we're opening up our phone lines. You listen to the Kara Connor Show. Be right back after a few messages.
In the last 30 years, over 1 million people have gone from busy and a bit overweight to busy enjoying life, having lost weight using MetaFast products. The Take Shape for Life program has taken that success of MetaFast meals even further with a free certified health coach and a realistic and simple plan. You're not fixing a problem. You're on a journey to optimal health. Learn more, talk to a health coach, and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
There are 86,400 precious seconds in a day. How are you spending yours? Celebrating a decade of teaching bioenergy medicine, Earthwalk Institute of Healing Arts in Bellevue, Washington, offers fascinating, life-changing programs. Delve into the theory and practice of bioenergy healing, a profound complementary medicine in integrating ancient wisdom and modern science. Study energy, chakras, biofields, high sense perception, vibrational medicine, essential oils, and more. Each moment counts on your Earthwalk. Is it your time to thrive as a healer? Please visit earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152. That's earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise. Unveil the power of the divine feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and we have open phone lines, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we've got open phone lines to the top of the hour, so you can call now. And speaking of phone lines, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Sounds like a plan, but first, Carrie, I just want to wish you a happy Valentine's Day.
Same with you, Benny.
Well, thank
happy
you.
Happy Valentine's to
thank you.
Thank you. And congratulations. So we didn't announce it on the air to everybody, but Benny's a new father of twin boys.
Yeah, and it's already been a month. So
I know.
Like,
do you believe that?
Jeez, it's just flown right by, that's for sure.
Isn't that amazing?
I know. It's pretty amazing.
So new papa.
Yeah, and do you have any plans for Valentine's Day?
I'm doing stuff with the kids, and
special
plans there. Yep,
keeping a kind of low key on the down
yes,
low.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
right.
Indeed. They had to convince me to even do that. So.
Right. See, that's sometimes I just have to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, let's wish Cameron, she's calling in from Seattle, a happy Valentine's Day. And also, she's got kind of a trip or planning a trip that's coming up, but she wants to know if it's the right time to focus either on that or maybe going back to school. Just a little bit of direction is what she needs. So, Cameron, welcome to the show. And you're not getting pulled over or anything or a fire or anything, are you?
Oh, no. I just walked outside.
Oh, okay.
And there's just, yeah. Sorry.
It's so hot. It's Valentine's Day. And, you know, she's got the fire department showing up for her.
So what's going on, Cameron?
Oh, well, I was just wondering, like, because I really wanted to take a backpacking trip around Europe mm-hmm. and do something called the Eurorail, where you can mm-hmm. go to 5 countries in 2 months.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, like, when would be the right time for me to do that? Like, because mm-hmm. I was thinking, like, maybe late spring or, like, this summer or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm just not sure if it's the right time, if it's all going to pull through for me. Or, like, if I should just try to go back to school, like, for spring quarter, or what, like, the best plan is.
What I'm seeing with your energy, and do you have somebody with a strong opinion that you should do it during the summer and try to get some spring schooling in?
Oh, okay. So you're saying, like,
I'm asking you, what I'm seeing on the right side of your energy field is somebody with a very strong opinion that you could plan it during the winter, summer, right, and then try to get some sort of spring quarters in. And so is somebody, a parent or somebody really saying, yeah, do it, but get something underneath your belt as far as education?
Okay. I've just been really, like, struggling with, like, when I want to go back to school and everything and mm-hmm. kind of feeling like, oh, well, I already didn't do so well in fall quarter, so how am I going to go back and that mm-hmm. type of mm-hmm. stuff, too. So.
Do you have is your father encouraging you to it or a very strong female? Because this is the biggest thing. When I'm looking at your energy field, Cameron, I see this person that's transfiguring and turning into a male, female. And so usually on the right side, it means the male energy connected to father lineage or father figure, but it keeps on flipping into like a lady. So that means that it could be also a strong female. And that so, and where they are is like right on your face. And so it's like, that means, somebody influencing you saying, Cameron, you should do this, you should that, which is blocking your, the feeling department of what I want to do. That's when I look at your energy, what your heart's saying to me is, oh gosh, maybe I should go into the, go back to school, get things underneath my belt and then go to, backpack in Europe. But what I'm looking at, what your heart's desires are, and if when you get the energy of what people, this is other people's opinions outside around you, if you just follow your heart, what your heart says to me is like, I need a break. I'd like to go out and be able to take in the world, be able to really do some healing there. And what it does is clear out like the energetic snarls that the spring, the past fall level got. And then when you come back, you're much more of a posture to feel like you're, imagine getting to a car with an engine being ready to, start immediately instead of like a stalled engine energy, which means to me that I could go into school, but I would be still dragging along with my thoughts of that I didn't do really good. That when going into Europe and doing the backpacking in the spring versus the summer would give you the energy to really feel like you're like back in the driver's seat. That it gives you it's like you're going to Europe and doing the Euro Trail, but it is an education, but it's an out of the box education. You're taking in culture, life. You're taking in literally going into different land, meeting different people. So it's an education, but it's just a little bit outside of the box of what the normal people would say, right? And
yeah.
With what your energy field is showing me right now, if you look at it like that, that will stop this bubble that's on the right side of your energy field. And that also could be your own thought patterns, the mental patterns of I could, I should, I would, I could, I should, I would, which gets us all fogged up, and then we don't listen to what our heart is saying. And it's not about, oh, heart's desire is go here and do this crazy thing. It's about really listening. When we listen to what feels light for us, it literally creates an energetic, magnetic pull that then we start pulling in people, situations, and scenarios that makes things go in synchronistic flow, right? And so the biggest thing is to get rid of that bubble that's bursting and it's right next to your eye, so that would influence your illusions, your influence, your view of this. And so when I look straight at the heart, take all the opinions aside and move that bubble away, which is influence, is putting like a tight cap over your head. It's almost like a tight bathing cap, which would then continue to have you in this cycle of being on the gerbil ride. And it opens up the whole top of your heart, which is really interesting because I've watched the heart chakra over the last several years open up. And that top part is what means to me is like your higher self or your angel self or being the angel, having the human experience. When somebody starts opening up and then imagine pouring all this energy into your heart and your heart getting very, very big, that means that this whole experience would really open you up to what you love to do. What do you want to do? What do you love to, what makes you feel passionate? What do you want to do in your life? And your whole energy pattern, Cameron, is one to be outside of the box. You're not a cookie cutter kind of person. Do this, you know, get a job, get a pension, have kids, have a house. That's not your energy flow. But you know what? We're waking up to realize that none of us are cookie cutter people. We're never meant to be cookie cutter people, and that we fell into those old programs. And here, this year in particular, we're being woken up collectively and individually to say, hey, step out of the box. You're a piece of creator, a part of creation, a human being, not a human doing. And so to be those things that you want to be, listen and trust and support yourself and energetically support yourself that you can go out and follow with what feels light for you. And then you could go out and meet people that could help support you along the way. As far as when I see these golden nuts going into your heart, it's like a squirrel gathering the nuts. Think of those nuts are an education that you can never learn in the books. Never. It's like an education of your lifetime that goes, and you could be making literal connections with people that could help you in your in the future. And when you come back, you feel much more balanced and also clear out the experience of your past fall experience. And it's interesting because I'm also seeing it's giving yourself permission to really decide what you love to do that's outside of what the traditional is. It says, when I was younger, my parents went to saved money since before we were born because education was so important to them. They said, we can't give you a lot of stuff when you're younger, but we're saving where we'll be able to offer college to five of you, which was huge, you know. And so they have to be state schools or whatever. But I decided I went to them, and that was so important to them. I heard about it since I was like 3 years old to be independent and to, you know, education. I told them I wanted to go to hairdressing school, and they almost flipped over out. And they and I never grew up saying, oh, I want to be a hairdresser. I just got this intuitive thing that go to hairdressing school, and I just followed it. And again, I didn't have a huge love for it, but looking back and listening to my heart versus my head, not hearing my parents saying, what the heck, we saved up this money for you to have a traditional education, and why don't you go into social work or teaching or whatever, I listened to my heart, and when I looked back, that hairdresser experience allowed me to do what I do today. You know, it helped me interact with people. I loved the creative energy. There was a part that I loved, the whole hair part, and so or the interaction with people on a different level, getting close to them, and just really learning a lot. And so it was a form of kind of like doing therapy. Because a lot of people, hairdressers are their therapists. And so it put me right into a training camp. So I listened to my heart, and I'm sharing that with you because this whole thing is about you being able to feel strong and back yourself up in following what goes with thinking outside of the box and being able to do those things that you like and not only like, that you love. And what when we do what we love, it could end up being jobs. I mean, if somebody were to describe what I did now when I was in my early teens, late teens and early 20s, and say, okay, in 20 years from now or 10 years from now or 15 years from now, you're going to be doing this, like, streamlined balancing thing, I would not understand it, you know what I mean? But I kept on following what felt right for me. Then when I was done with hairdressing, all of a sudden I got into a thing of wanting to become an LPN, not RN, not a, it's a nurse, right? And I didn't want to do the whole 4-year training, and then there's all these different trainings. I knew I wanted to be an LPN, and that gave me, again, a not looking back, it helped me do what I'm doing now. It gave me the information, the education of the anatomy of the body, and so when I'm doing readings, and especially when it's a medical intuitive reading, I know the anatomy of the body. I have nursing experience, and so every single step of the way, when I followed my heart versus my head, it laid out what be able to create jobs. And so this is just my experience, but if you think of any forerunner thinker, as far as even Oprah Winfrey, she knew she wanted to talk to people, gather with people, but she kept on following her thing as far as her dreams. Walt Disney, all he saw this fairyland, and he just kept on following his heart and didn't listen to what people on the outside said. And so you have this bridger energy, you have this forerunner energy, and right now the energy for the rest of all of our incarnations are really supporting transformational, get out of the box, get out of old patterns kind of deal. So the bottom line is going into the year would be the biggest education for you, and so you are doing education. You are getting life credits, right? And that those will translate over to credits that are more than you could ever get by going into taking a couple credits in the spring, and that spills over to really giving you a solid foundation for the rest of your life. And so really goes follow your heart, Cameron, is the bottom line, because your heart is clearly saying what you want to do, okay?
Like,
you're welcome.
Do you see me, like, going with someone when I go in the spring? Or
yes,
do you see
you going with somebody. I do see somebody hopping in, it seems, right toward the end. And actually, it could be two people.
Two people?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I see you definitely going with one, and right toward the one end, it seems somebody jumps in on the trip. So, absolutely. So go have a good time, and again, feel it out. When you feel it out and you listen to your own heart and get out of your head, you will feel it. It'll feel warm. You'll get excited. You'll feel passionate. You'll get psyched about it. That's your heart, your intuition speaking to you. And then that's the part of all of our job, is to be able to back ourselves up, meaning support ourselves when our heart is saying go, go. And then our logic could be saying, well, what about this? What about this? It's like feeling going and taking those steps of what our heart is saying and stepping out of the, again, in the box mind. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Very good. You're welcome. Have a wonderful day. All right, we're at a first break. We're taking, first break, second break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Kara Connor Show.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Do you eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenith Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. CRA, contact reflex analysis, is an energy assessment which translates human energy into information. This information provides me with the ability to identify your needs as a healer and to design a specific solution for you. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232, and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we're here on Valentine's Day with open phone lines. You can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and get a free reading. I was talking to a friend of mine, and she was she's his friend slash client. She came as a client first, and she was, we were talking about love, partnership, and all that, because she was dating this guy that wasn't available. He was noncommittal for actually years, and she was waiting, feeling, and sensing this new guy to come in, but she kept on dating this guy, even though she knew it was toxic, even though he could never meet her needs, even though he was really straight up and said, I don't want to get married, I don't want to do all those things that she wanted to do. And so she thought he was like what I call the filler-in person. So we all can do this. We could do these filler-in people where we know that the we don't want to be alone, and so we stay with these people, and even though they can't commit, they're still not. It's better than being by herself. And what I was trying to explain to her for years, because she's been dating this guy for years, actually a total of 10 years, that when I looked into her energy field, what she was doing, and this means all of us do this, when we have those she was fogging up her energy field for having somebody else come in, right? And so many of us do this. We could, like, jump from relationship to relationship, or we have these in-between relationships where we're waiting for the one that's going to be the knight in shining armor or the perfect girl or whatever. And so we accept those relationships that we know aren't the highest for us, that we could really compensate or compromise what we really believe in ourselves. And that if you look at it with, this is no opinion, no judgment, energetically what happens, imagine a doorway coming up into you where it's like, I call it the golden, it looks like a golden road or like the yellow brick road from Wizard of Oz. And then I'll watch people come down the road, and the closer they are to the physical person, that gives a time length to me of when the person's coming in. And when I see this energetic fog, it means like it's the person is, it's like everything's on hold until the person gets rid of the fog. And so you can literally block the person coming in. So here she was waiting for this other guy to come in because she'd feel it, she'd sense it. She'd have readers say, this guy's coming in. And so all these people were feeling, seeing, and sensing this other person coming in, but it was until she clearly cleared, ended that other relationship, to that she had the other person come in. And if you think, again, energy-wise, and that everything is energy, and that even means that our energy, our relationships contain, create an energetic merging. So when you're in a partnership, you have your own energy field, you have the person's energy field, and it creates like this third energetic bubble, which is partnership. And so there's no such thing as like part-time relationships, because it literally creates a grid that goes in that doorway or that position of the golden road of opportunities coming in. So what happens is when people go by and they could have been interested in her, that they feel that she's either taken, she's energetically giving off this symbol that she's in a partnership. And so, and people can read that whether they're conscious of it or not. And so when she, with her story in particular, when she finally said, you know what, I really want something else, I'm so tired of accepting less for myself. And so it really went beyond her the relationship issue. It went back to her life theme, which was really to work on self-esteem, self-worth issues, and energetically back herself up and to feel whole and complete without a partnership. And what I'm watching collectively is here we're in this era where we're getting out of what I call the you complete me relationship. So that means our relationships complete us. They make us feel complete. Where's my other half? Where's my better half? All those sayings are telling us that for eons we've been given, encouraged consciously or subconsciously, that a partnership makes us feel complete. But what we're saying to the universe and to ourselves deep in our subconscious, that we're not whole, that we're not complete if we're not in partnerships. And so that then gives the messages, because the universal energy is very, very literal. So then we continue these patterns of not feeling whole, not feeling complete, and then we wonder where these other relationships are or why these patterns happen over and over again, or why we can't manifest more money and all of those kind of deals, or even health and situations, healthy situations, literal health energy. And part of it is where we have those blocks in that yellow brick road. That yellow brick road is literally bringing in golden opportunities for you, be it money, relationships, people, situations and scenarios. So when we, again, read everything as energy and realize that you want that roadway, that pathway, that literal meridian in your energy field to be cleared, you want to look to how you're directing your energy. And so when she stepped back and realized, especially after a 10-year relationship, energetically, when I read her energy field, it was like a marriage. And so she had to even go through the grieving process of clearing him out of her energy field. And then, sure enough, the guy that she was feeling and everyone was seeing in her energy field, again, for years, stepped in as soon as she really released. And she did, again, have to go through a grieving process. She had to, like, energetically comb his energy hair, her out of her energy signature, and then she was open up to the partnership. And I see this a lot, and I'm sure we all can either have our own personal experience where, again, we know that it's not the greatest relationship in the world, but it's better than being alone. And so this day in particular, it's really a great time for us to review partnerships of all kinds. It's not only personal relationships. It's even going into our partnerships with our family, our friends, our kids, our relatives, our friends. Is it balanced? Is it flow? Does it need some dusting off? Do we need to have some conversations here as far as to get things back into balance? Because when things start getting off balance energetically, we start closing off a part of our energy field. They'll start reacting. And so when I see the left side closed in particular, that's our receiving side, our ability to receive money, health, opportunities, relationships, fun, joy. And when it's, just think of a bird flying with its wings, and the wings are wide open, and it opens up to our heart's desires. When we start closing off one side, it starts creating an energetic chaos and friction or confusion or fog. And so it all goes back to balance. It goes back to that there's always an energetic solution to every single problem, especially when we realize that everything goes down to energy. And we learn this in fourth or fifth grade, that we're all energy and that there's denser energy trees or energy rocks or energy. And what's so interesting about the new age is that it's all supposed to be new or, you know, hippie or this kind of stuff. And it's actually old and ancient. So we're coming into this full circle of realizing there's nothing new about the new age. There's this information that has been around for thousands of years. Chakras have been known for thousands of years. Energy meridians have been known for years. Acupuncture has been done for, again, thousands of years. And so we're coming back into balance, that when we see ourselves, again, as energetic beings, and when I say to people that not having energy maintenance is like not taking a shower or brushing your teeth for days or weeks at times or years at times. And when you look into the energy body, I see the physical body is 0.01% of what our energy field is, and 99.999% is the invisible energy part of our energy body, which is part of who we are. And the physical part is still, again, energy. It's just more dense. It's more condensed. And if you think of the 99.99%, if you don't have, again, an energetic technique, if you don't clear out or wash or clean that energy field, it creates a lot of blocks. It creates a lot of fog. It creates it's just off balance. And as we recognize ourselves as energetic beings, and then we think, oh my gosh, I'm not showering or brushing or recognizing my energy field, and then be able to clean it and wash it. And how do you do that? Doing something that you love, doing something that you will end up doing. I offer 5 free energy exercises that you absolutely can email union@1111@yahoo.com and ask my wonderful assistant, Wendy, for the 5 free energy exercises. And take those and start embracing those. But if those don't resonate, mind, there's tons of those things out there that cleanse and clear your energy field. The biggest key is to do something, to get into a habit, to daily clean. Just like we bathe our physical body, you want to bathe, cleanse, clear, strengthen, and protect your energy body. And when you get into the habit of it, and the habit could take up to 40 days of where you need, might need to have post-its around, where you brush your teeth, where you get food, and so you could constantly see that message to clean your energy field, cleanse your energy field. Do something that, again, resonates with you, that feels good for you, because if I could give suggestions, but if it doesn't resonate with you, you're not going to do it. And there's no one way to clean the energy field. There's many, many, many ways. So the key is doing something that feels good for you, that feels like you can do it and to resonate with it. And it doesn't have to be long and hard. So many people say they don't have the time to do it. But when we want to think of, again, can you imagine saying, sorry, I don't have a time to take a shower for 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years, we'd really start stinking, to be honest. And so we'd really make the time to do it. And the energy exercises can be shorter than taking a quick shower because they do not have to be long. You could go into your heart, see yourself as a gold angel, see yourself getting bigger and bigger and bigger, filling up your whole physical body, and then see yourself expanding that gold energy to 3 feet around you. Right there is an energy technique. And you just balanced, cleansed, and cleared your energy field. So they do not have to be long. They don't take, or again, quicker than a shower. And there's a lot of techniques out there. So, again, as we are opening up and recognizing ourselves as energetic beings, and that everything goes down to there's always an answer in energetically within your field, all the answers are within. When we start looking within instead of looking without, start listening to our heart, just like with our first caller, when Cameron, that ball on the side of herself was part of her own mental programming that was blocking her, but her heart was clearly saying what she was saying. I've heard my cue. We're going to open phone lines. We're going to break first. We got the open phone lines. Listen to the Kara Conner Show. Be right back after this short few messages.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic. Now,
let's be honest. Weight loss boils down to choices. The Take Shape for Life program features clinically tested products from Medifast that have been recommended by over 20,000 doctors in the last 30 years. There's free support from certified health coaches who've experienced personal success with the Take Shape for Life program. Talk to a health coach. Listen to the passion in their voice and their story that started with a choice. Call 1-877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
welcome back to the Carol Connor Show. And I'm Carol Connor, and we're here with open phone lines to the top of the hour. The number you can call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And because many people are out celebrating Valentine's Day, having their nice lunches and dinners and all that stuff. So we were talking before about the person that had the dating somebody for several years, and then as soon as she cleared him out, she was able to bring up the other person. But that also has to do with a lot of people are starting to wake up to these energies and feeling that you want to. I hear so many people say, what's my life purpose? What's my life purpose? Or something's got to give, or people are feeling they have to move, and sometimes it is moving out of a relationship or moving into a different arena or a physical move. And what people are feeling is this real strong push of, it's a birthing energy. It's like a really wanting an urge to birth ourselves and really rebirth ourselves out of any kind of situation, scenario where we feel stuck, where we're losing and draining our life force into toxic situations. We could outgrow something. It doesn't mean we have to judge it. We could just, again, when we follow the flow, we are wired, energetically wired to do a job that we love, do it well, do it passionately, and then if you get tired of it, then feel energetically supported enough so you leave. Just like I was saying to Cameron, that I went to hairdressing school, then I was a nurse, and then all of that trained me to do exactly what I do now. And I couldn't have planned this with my logical head that I'm going to do this, because then I did for a while. Then I was an at-home mom, and that time really helped me gather the language of chakras and auras, and it really helped me really fine-tune all the stuff that I was seeing since I was little. But if I try to think this out and plan it out with my logical head or follow any kind of rules that society teaches us, it would have not, it would have limited me, to be honest. And so in every step of the way, I had to trust, allow, and surrender, because there was major decisions to be made, including getting out of a relationship, a marriage of 12 years that involved two children that was limiting and holding back. And yes, it was scary, but I had to, that's when I talk about energetically backing ourselves up. When we're feeling those, that urging of something's got to give, and then we realize that we're in limited jobs, relationships, situations, scenarios, that we feel the strength to go through those, the process, to not stay in those. Because so many people, they wait until something else comes along. They wait till another person comes along, and the prince didn't try, knight in shining armor is going to come along and get them out of that relationship. I have another client that is absolutely in a relationship that it's done and over with. She really can barely stand him, is what I'm quoting her. But she's looking out actively for the next guy that's going to fill his position, and she won't leave. She wants a written guarantee that the next person's going to come in and support her, that he's going to be new and everything's going to be wonderful. And what I was trying to describe to her, when you look at everything energetically, that she is really, first of all, with being in the marriage, is blocking the energy of having somebody else coming in. And we have had where people have been in a relationship and somebody else comes along and they act like tuning forks. But the way I see energy, that when you have a strong connection with an individual, you don't wander off to somebody else when you're strongly committed. It's actually those, that energy grid that you create, that when it's very balanced and there's a real healthy food, feeding going, high-fiving going on is what I should say, then somebody could come along and they could be the most beautiful person in the world. You're not going to be drawn into their energy field when you have that solid base. If you're in a toxic situation, or if the relationship is energetically done and over and you're energetically living kind of like in two separate lives, yes, absolutely somebody could come along, and I call it like they act like a tuning fork, so they could wake us up to see where we're where we are blocked and limited, so they could be the tuning fork people that gets us out of those situations and scenarios. But that doesn't mean always that they are the people that we're going to live happily ever after with. A lot of times you hear the stories when people have left somebody and they thought it was their again, knight in shining armor, or their female that was just going to make everything better. They got divorced or they got out of relationship, and then all of a sudden it's like the rebound story, where the rebound relationships never work. There's an energy component, an energy truth to that, because when we rebound, we're energetically still carrying around the cellular post-traumatic stress of the other things. So it all goes back within ourselves, as far as if we don't clear off like the energy of low self-esteem, let's say, that that really was up in the first place, then it's going to just come up with that next relationship. And that happens over and over and over again, where people say, why do I always draw on the same people? Why does the same situation happen to me over and over again? Why do I, again, attract the same person in a different body? It's because there's something within your energy field that you're looking to fill in outside of yourself, that person is going to make you feel complete when you're able to identify what is it and what, why do you feel another person is going to make you feel complete so they can give you, let's say, security. A lot of times we're taught that the other person could give us security because we want to have a good job. We want them to be healthy, have a good job, make a good money, all these same kind of deals. And bottom line, we're looking for a sense of security. When we are able to feel secure within ourselves, when we're able to really feel and take in that we are divine, that we are the angel having the human experience, means that we are an angel. That means that we are divine. That means that we are the spark of God Source Creator. God Source Creator lacks no thing and is everything. So when we feel that beyond a concept, when we take that in down to our cellular tissue and really radiate it out from deep within us to outside of ourselves, then you start radiating. It's like open up doors that really radiates out a heart signature that really starts rocking up your energy, and it really starts making things happen fast in your life because you're not looking for a situation, a scenario, or something outside of you to complete you, because bottom line, that means that you're not letting go, allowing, surrendering, and going with life, that there's still subconscious or unconscious patterns or conscious patterns that is feeding the thought pattern that you are not whole, that you are not divine.
And Carrie, if you don't mind, let me jump in here. I know you touched really fast on security, and we actually have a caller. Let's go and bring her on before we close up the show. I hate to interrupt on you. Cheryl actually called in from Auburn last week about her son, G. There was a situation going on. I'll have her reiterate what happened and then what we're up to speed with now. So Cheryl, welcome to the show. Jump on in there.
Hi, I called last week to see if there was anything I could do to help him with, you know, he was pretty stressed out and not necessarily doing well at school. But this week I wanted to know, one of my issues is, dealing with, his dad. We're divorced and, he gives a certain amount, but I really probably need to go see a lawyer, and change things around a little bit. He's getting older and needs more support. He needs access to a car and so forth. Should I do that, or should I talk with his dad and try to work it out, which has never really gone well?
I'm just watching you practicing talking for the father and energetically practice with him, because what you're doing is, think of, again, our physical body is 0.01% of what we are. So you're energetically, literally speaking to him and saying, hey, we can go through the courts, because I had to do this with my husband and it costs money getting a lawyer, blah, blah, blah. And so just going to him and say, we can obviously, our son needs more support and is costing more than before. So we got one or two ways. We can do this where we are going to come to the table and come to an agreement, and that's where you want to really set in your head what you would be, what you want, what you need, and but also be prepared to go the other way if you need to. Because when I'm watching you extending your hand out, and this is where it's all about, you're already energetically prepping him by talking to him energetically. You're coming from your heart where it's not a threat or a promise. You're saying this is all about a support for our child. So he needs the support. So either way, he's going to get support. If we come to an agreement, it's much more where we could just kind of cut through the red tape and make things faster. But actually, does he have an opportunity, this meaning your ex, that he can hide stuff? Or do you not know what he's been making lately or something like that? Have you not gotten that information
I have
a long
never.
Time?
Right. No, he makes more than I do, significantly.
Okay. Well,
never challenged him.
All right. When it comes down to that, but is he pretty cut and dry where my ex could hide stuff? He owned his own business and he hid it, right? But all right, that's what I'm saying. Okay. All right. So, but I'm also seeing that he wouldn't want you to go in to get forensic accounting and start to look at all his stuff, because courts really don't look at when people could hide and deadbeat dads very well, and that he could really, end up being much more agreeable because he doesn't want you to go through things. But I'm also seeing a bigger thing for Cheryl for you, because I'm going right to your throat chakra and to the top of your heart. It's about you again speaking up, and it's about you're playing in the arena of child support, but it has more to do with self-worth and self-worth issues for yourself, because I'm seeing you shrinking down to when you're 3 to 5 years old, going right to your third chakra, and that's self-esteem, self-worth, and going into the seat of the subconscious, and you're saying, it's like you're talking to the universe through your ex, and it's, of course, going to play out with your son, and but you're saying, I'm worth it, versus meaning that he's also worth it, and so going to your husband first and saying, hey, this is we're going to do it one way or another, and again, you're not saying it as a promise. It's just you're energetically practiced so it doesn't sound like a threat, or you're not engaging. It's like just saying, this is, we got to come to the table and absolutely come back because you need support, and get ready to go to court. He's got to show all his past taxes because you could be in for a surprise that he needed adjustment a long time ago. Okay? And thank you for calling, Cheryl, and I want to thank everybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And may you align with the divine. See you next week. Have a great week.